WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And we have clear skies, 46 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. And the forecast for today is calling for it to be mostly sunny with a high of 71. Winds out of the east-northeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour. In an update to our story posted Sunday morning on KJAN.com and reported during our overnight news through early this morning, the Iowa State Patrol now says two people were injured, one of them critically, during a motorcycle accident late Sunday morning on Interstate 29. Authorities say two motorcycles were traveling north on I-29 near the intersection with I-680 south of Missouri Valley. But a motorcycle driven by 57-year-old Lawrence James Clark of Asheboro, North Carolina, went out of control due to the high winds and landed on its side. Another motorcycle driver, 69-year-old Frank Ballard Hibbs, also of Asheboro, was unable to avoid Clark's cycle. Hibbs' motorcycle ran over the top of Clark's cycle and him. The impact caused Hibbs to lose control and crash his motorcycle. Hibbs suffered life-threatening injuries and was flown by LifeNet helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Clark suffered minor injuries. The patrol says both drivers were wearing their helmets. I-29 northbound was closed for about 90 minutes during the crash investigation, which continues. The Iowa State Patrol was assisted at the scene by the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office, Missouri Valley Fire and Rescue, and Crescent Fire and Rescue. News time is 7:08.
We asked Pat from Rex Pharmacy what she enjoys about working with her customers.
I enjoy the customers when they come in. I try to remember their faces and their names. A lot of the people don't get out very much, so when they do come in, they like to visit. And I'm a good listener. I enjoy listening to them. And they're not just our customers. They're more like family to us. When they come in how many times a week, and, you know, it gets to be years, we get to be good friends with them. I especially enjoy the older people. I like listening to their stories, and then I have a few of my own to tell them. Another thing, I do the colognes, and I have one lady that calls Claire from Harlan, and I order colognes for her, and then I send them to her. I do that for several customers that can't get down, so I'll mail it to them. I also, every afternoon, I'll make deliveries. I go to several customers maybe once a month, twice a month, and I've made good friends visiting them also. But most of all, I just enjoy the people coming in and seeing their faces, and I hope we make their day, and they surely make mine.
Whether you're waiting for a prescription or need your prescription delivered, or if you're looking for a special fragrance gift, stop in and see Pat at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
A man from Adams County was injured during a motorcycle accident Sunday night. Sheriff's officials say 23-year-old Mick Lee Coleman of Corning was treated for his injuries at Allegiant Health in Corning and then released from the facility. Authorities said Coleman was traveling eastbound on 190th Street at around 8:12 p.m. while he lost control of his 1983 Honda he was driving. The cycle then crossed the center line of the road and crashed into the south ditch near 190th and Quince Avenue in Prescott. Two people were killed, another injured during a single vehicle accident in early Sunday morning in Madison County. The State Patrol says a 2006 Ford 500 driven by 20-year-old Mary Silliman of Winterset went out of control and rolled at around 2:15 a.m. Silliman was injured during the crash and taken by ambulance to the Madison County Hospital. Two passengers in the car, 21-year-old Taylor Olliman of Des Moines and 20-year-old Logan Waltz of Winterset, died at the scene. None of the victims were wearing their seatbelts. The car was traveling west on 260th when it went out of control after it crested a hill. The vehicle entered the north ditch and came to rest partially on its top. That accident remains under investigation. Police in Red Oak report three arrests late Sunday evening and Sunday night. Officials said at around 5:20 p.m., 49-year-old Richard Tamez Delgado of Red Oak was arrested on charges of serious assault and interference with official acts. Delgado was booked into the Montgomery County Jail, where he was held on $1,000 bond. And just after 9 p.m. Sunday, Red Oak police arrested 35-year-old Todd Thomas Silk of Red Oak on charges of domestic abuse assault. Silk was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. And at around 11:30 last night, 30-year-old Zachariah Michael Holland was arrested on an active Red Oak Police Department warrant for failure to appear in court on a fifth-degree theft charge. Holland was also charged with theft in the fifth degree or shoplifting, violation of a no-trespass order, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was booked in the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. Two Red Oak residents were arrested early Sunday morning. Authorities say 21-year-old Brandina Sky Gary was arrested at around 12:40 a.m., that is, on a charge of simple assault. Her bond was set at $300. And at around 1:25 a.m., 51-year-old David Lawrence Howe of Red Oak was arrested at a residence on Linden Street in Red Oak for being an accessory after the fact. His bond was set at $1,000. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
We asked Carla, pharmacy manager at Rex Pharmacy, what's important to her as she serves her customers and what she believes her customers find important themselves.
I just like our customers, and that's important to me. I enjoy my job. I think that makes a difference when people can come in and see you actually enjoy something that you're doing rather than just coming to a job. I hope that I can be able to call each person by their name as well as knowing their family. I want them to feel like they're actually wanted in the store and that we care about them as a person, not just their business. From my own personal experience of driving a distance to get to work, I know how important it is to try and make one trip to town. Due to the economy, gas prices, we also want to make sure that if they're coming from long distances, we want to know that it's important to them to come in and try and focus on getting them in one trip so that they're here and we can take care of them.
When you want a pharmacy that puts you and what's important to you first, go to Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, 87-year-old Howard Jewell of Kimbleton died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Howard Jewell will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Robert Polberg, age 88, of Kimbleton, died Friday at Murtu Hospital in Harlan. Funeral services for Robert Polberg will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Jacksonville Cemetery west of Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Henry Schneider, age 94, of rural Templeton, died Sunday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial service for Henry Schneider will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Robert Bob Cappell, age 46, of Phoenix and formerly of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Graveside services for Bob Cappell will be held on Wednesday at 11 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And Orpha Hackett, age 99, of Oakland, died Saturday at the Oakland Manor. Services for Orpha Hackett are pending at the Reekin Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.